going down.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to 3-Point Stance with Sean Smith and Drew Garrison. Season 2, Episode 9. We got so much stuff to talk about, but really not so much to talk about with the NFL trade deadline coming up and some of the trades that's been made today. Like, wow, let's just get into it, man. Come on.
Man, Philly, Rich got richer today. Robert Quinn just a couple hours ago.
It's funny you say that.
Fourth round pick, something like that.
Yeah, they got more than what the Cowboys got for traded for Hankins from the Raiders too. You know what I mean? Which is kind of weird on that situation. But first, let's hit the Eagles. Eagles are 6-0. You make coming a trade like coming off a bye, and you make a trade like that. That means one thing: Super Bowl run. You're going to win. He's the missing
piece.
They're
going to get a ring.
Yeah, they're going to get a ring, but he's the missing piece. They need more rush, I guess. That's what they were saying, because it's funny, Robert Quinn, you know, being here in Dallas, well, Frisco, being here in Frisco, Texas, at Exos at the gym, I seen Robert Quinn training this offseason. And he's a true veteran, like, true guy. He's not coming, you don't see him in the weight room lifting all the heavy weights. He's doing nothing but band work. Rehabbing, little stuff, to, you know, longevity, the reason why he had 18 and a half sacks last year.
He's off to a little bit of a slower start this year, but, man, going to Philly with the defense is already playing well.
But you're saying he's off to a slow start, but he's really not, because look at his team.
Right.
Yeah. let's be honest. There was no help from the offense.
But now he's going to be going to Philly, where the defense is already playing well. They're already 6-0. He's going to be part of a pass rush rotation. He's going to be able to keep his legs fresh. And he's going for a ring.
He's going for a ring.
And I don't know who's stopping Philly in the NFC. I mean, Brady and the Bucs went and lost to Carolina yesterday or Sunday. With P.J. Walker starting, you know, the Packers went and lost to Taylor Heineke. You know, these are topics that we're going to hit. So who's stopping Philly?
I don't know. The Rams are one game out of first place in their division. You know, that's the thing. Teams like
they
that
suck.
Teams that sucked in the beginning of the first half of the season, because you think about it, we're coming up on week 8 right now. And with that being said, with this being week 8, we're almost to the nitty-gritty half point of the season where teams are going to make that run, because it's all about if you can win in November or December.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of how, you know, things went for the Bengals last year. Is they got to October, they struggled a little bit, they dropped some bad games, and they went on a run. So they could, but, I mean, the Rams got Stafford. I mean, I guess they could, but their offensive line's terrible. They lost their left tackle, and they were already playing bad.
Hey. You can never talk about somebody's offensive line, because the Bengals' offensive line is sucks ass. Okay, so relax on that. You gotta remember that.
They've been good.
Hey, they have been good, but they suck too, though. A lot of O-line suck right now, and there's also been a lot of injuries on the O-line right now throughout the NFL. So, I mean, it's been a lot of injuries right now. Like, as you can tell, guys are getting banged up and wear and tear right now.
Yeah, so, I mean – I guess anybody could make a run. I'm just – when I look at the NFC, I don't see anybody stopping Philly, and they just got better.
Oh, yeah, they just got better. I mean, you still have the Cowboys. You still have the Giants. You know what I mean?
The Giants, man. I'm not worried about the Cowboys. But the Giants, that's so weird to me, man, because they are the worst team. When they play, when they line up, they are the less talented team every single week, and Brian Daboll just gets shit done.
That's why he's up for the coach. He's going to be coach of the year. But also
– he is coach of the year.
You say that less talented. They have a no-name wide receiver. You can't even tell me. Who's the Giants wide receiver right now?
No fucking idea.
I can't remember the one guy. He got hurt, though, right?
Tony's hurt. Galladay's been hurt, but he wasn't doing anything anyway. Saquon's balling.
Isn't he whatever?
Sterling Shepard?
Yeah, Shepard, somebody. Yeah, somebody.
He blew his knee out a few weeks ago.
Yeah. So I mean, I just let you know, I don't know none of the Giants. You're 6-1 and I don't know your team.
That's coaching, man. That's all Brian Daboll is, all that is.
Yeah, that's why he's going to be coach of the year.
And that's why I give him the edge over Sirianni, just because he's doing so much more with less.
So you're saying the Eagles got a Madden all-player made-up team versus
– I mean, I'm not even saying that. They really – they're not, like, super, super loaded. You know, like, I couldn't tell you who their starting running back is, but I know that they got A.J. Brown. I know they got Devontae Smith. I know that Jalen Hurts has been balling. I know the defense has Darius Slay. Bradbury's been good. Their defensive line's a collective effort. So they're not like a super stacked team. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Nick Sirianni, because he's doing a hell of a job too. But when I just look at the team that Brian Daboll's 6-1 with, I just, how can I not give that guy coach of the year?
No, most definitely. Most definitely. You have no choice but to give it to him. I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Because you're right. He's doing it with no names.
No,
and a quarterback everybody was writing off.
He's still no good.
6-1, man. You can't say he's no good, man. Hey.
But hey, that's Brian Daboll. Look what he did with Josh Allen.
Josh Allen sucked.
He gets the most out of
him. Remember, Josh Allen sucked, and everybody was talking shit about that at the beginning about him. And then what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So to bring into my next topic about that, then that means a guy like Ken Dorsey's going to get a head coaching job next year then, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. He's got to be one of the first up. You know, there's going to be a team that's going to be at the top of the draft, gets rid of their coach, maybe gets a quarterback in the draft. They bring in the quarterback with a great offensive coordinator like Ken Dorsey. Yeah, I think that's a natural thing that we can expect to happen. The Bills just keep churning out these offensive geniuses, man. Like, you know, and shout out to Josh Allen too, because he lost his coordinator and he's gone off pretty much without a hitch. So, I mean, you know, that's more for the progression of him. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I can't get over how much I like Brian Daboll as a head coach. And a couple years ago,
I you just like his cockiness and the style of the
hell. Yeah, I do. I like when fat.
See, you think about it. It's like the fucking mob, him and Sirianni, the head coach from the Eagles and him. Mob ties.
East Coast mobsters. I like fat dudes that are cocky, man. I like fat dudes with swag.
You're trying to say you look like Daboll or something, bro? If you cut your hair or bald, that's going to be your Twitter. That's going to be Halloween. Oh my God, yeah. That's what you're going to be for Halloween.
he's a little bigger than me, but I mean, I don't know, man. I can't look at anybody else in the league and say coach of the year other than Daboll. Sirianni's close. But you know who's not coach of the year? The guy whose quarterback keeps fucking yelling at him every week. What's going on with Cliff and Kyler?
Oh, man, shit. Now that is a shit case. And they both have the same agent. So what you think the agent's telling them? One of you fuckers are going to get fired. And guess what?
Cliff and Kyler have the same agent?
Yeah.
That's the one you checked?
Oh, yeah. If you had that cup right there, I threw that shit in his face.
Well, that's what's going to happen, right? If Cliff and Kyler are having problems, if they're losing, they're going to keep getting made up. They won last week, but it still kind of got brought up. They start losing, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Who's the team going to keep? The quarterback they just paid all that fucking money to, or the head coach? Come on.
The head coach is fine. Cliff. I think Cliff is on the hot seat.
So,
I think he's on the hot seat, and I think he goes back to college.
This is like the third or fourth time I've seen them like get into it though this season. Like it's a repeat thing. So I think that they don't fucking like each other.
Because he's been knowing him since he was in high school. He's really been knowing him since he's in high school, like really knowing him.
So you think they have the kind of relationship where they can get that frustrated and animated and still be cool?
Yeah. But it doesn't look good because you're not winning. If you was winning, it'd be different. You're losing.
Yeah, you're winning. Nobody gives a shit. They're like, oh, they got into it, whatever. They won by 20. Cool. Nobody cares. But they've been losing games. Things have been rough. Everybody's kind of had Kyler under the microscope since the contracts film study clause thing came about. So there's more eyes on them. They get D-Hop back. They got Robbie Anderson in town now. Yeah, D-Hop balled his first game. He balled out.
Hey, ball.
So they're going to be fine, but I just wonder, you know, if it comes down to it, it's Kyler over Cliff. So does he lose his job if they don't make the playoffs or
he might make
the playoff run?
I think he loses his job if they don't make the playoffs. Or he's going to be on a real short, lease the following season.
I don't know. I feel like they probably should fire him because he just keeps getting close, or they'll have a good first half and a shitty second half. So I don't know. That's another team in the NFC I can't get my finger on. Do it. You know, D-Hop will be back, so maybe the offense will be better. But man, if they keep arguing with each other, it's going to keep getting louder and louder, just like it's getting loud down there in Tampa.
Oh man, it's getting real bad in Tampa, man. I mean, my guy Brian Leftwich is not going to be able to get a head coaching job because of Tom Brady. Because when you let a guy do fly and go to his old team owner wedding, come on, man. No other player could do that on a team. Nobody. Nobody else can do that.
Hell, Ocho couldn't do that. Missed the walkthrough. Went to Robert Kraft doing getting married. I thought he was already married. But
he wasn't. He could have been already married, man. He forgot he was at the massage parlor, my guy.
Man, people, you ever try to jerk off with 5 Super Bowl rings on? He had to do what he had to do.
He had all 5 on, huh? Oh man, he had all 5 on.
Is Brady gonna go out sad? Is this it? He said in a press conference, retirement's not in his future.
He's just talking to talk, and then, you know, hell, you got AB selling shirts with his wife's face on it. So, what's
going
on? I mean, he's talking about downhill. You hit fucking rock bottom right now, man, bro. That's like rock bottom.
I don't know, man. I don't want to watch Brady go out sad, man. I've loved Tom Brady for so long. He's the GOAT. I can't watch him go outside. He's got to turn it around. I don't know if they will, but man, this is it's upsetting, man. I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting because just like Brady's going out. Let's not even talk about quarterback, but let's get off quarterback. This is better yet. Just get off. Who's the offensive MVP right now?
Offensive MVP. Man, that's kind of tough. I would put Josh Allen in that race. I would put Pat Mahomes in that race. I would put Saquon Barkley in that race.
That's who my MVP is.
I think it has to be Saquon because if you take him off that team, they're not close to 6-1.
And he's also a comeback player of the year.
Was he out? Yeah. Because I kept talking shit. Like, I'm tired of hearing of these Saquon comeback years and they never happened. But this one sure as hell has.
That's proven.
So, yeah, I got to give the nod to Saquon because if you take him off that team,
not even halfway at the season, he's almost at 1,000 yards. And he's like at 700.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right? Close to 700, I think. Something like that.
Yeah, I got to give it to him.
So, who's your defensive MVP?
Yeah, I think
I'm going Micah Parsons.
See, man, you stole my answer. I was thinking Micah Parsons just because I think the same way. If I look at that Dallas team through that stretch where, you know, Dak was out, Cooper Rush did all right, but Dak came back this week too. Dak was back, and Jared Goff was back to throwing turnovers, throwing picks. But yeah, I think it's hard to go against Micah Parsons too.
Yeah, I mean, you could say Von Miller.
Von's been good. I just don't know if he's had the same impact that Parsons has.
Exactly. I'm trying to think who's nobody in the secondary, no linebackers. I don't know. It's just Mike has just been doing it all.
Yeah, and the whole season, I think he's put together one of the most complete seasons of any defender in the league. And he's not, you know, I don't want to discount Myles Garrett because Myles Garrett is the best pass rusher in the game. But Micah hasn't been getting that double, triple team. The way teams send guys at Myles Garrett is crazy. So, unfortunately, that makes his numbers take a hit. Now, that opens it up for the rest of the defensive line. Don't get me wrong. So, there's still value there. But Micah's just putting up the numbers. But they might have to start doubling him and tripling him, too, if he don't slow down.
Yeah, they are. They really are. It's funny. I'm sitting here laughing. I just forgot about this, too, when we were talking about Tampa. What do you think about the NFL refs? Everybody thought they was getting an autograph when they were just getting a phone number for
golf lesson.
Some golf lessons or something since the Texas
A&M. I think that a fucking lie. I think something else was going on. I think that's a lie. You mean to tell me that Mike Evans is trying to get golf lessons from this ref's golf pro or whatever the fuck it is, and the only way that they could make contact was after the game in the tunnel when everybody's got their phone out?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about that was they are Aggies, though, and he's an Aggie. So.
What's that have to do with it?
Because when you're your alumni, you look out for them. Like, just people like a business or something. I'm a game cop, so they take care of you or want to do business or want to put you on. Because as athletes, people always try to get you involved in stuff. You know what I mean?
I kind of. The only way that they could make that happen was in the tunnel after the game. Like, nobody has a fucking email address.
You're right.
Evans is like, yo, put me in contact with this dude. You don't think there's somebody that can make that happen? He's gotta do it with a pen and a paper in the tunnel after the game when everybody's looking at you. Something just feels off with that.
Oh no, it is. But I mean, the commissioner, everybody, as you noticed, they investigated it real quick and got it taken care of.
Yeah, that investigation didn't take long. Oh, no, he's looking for golf lessons. That's because the NFL has zero accountability for officials. Zero. I don't like Cleveland. I'm not a Browns fan, but the Browns got fucked on Sunday. Did you see that false start call on that field goal? Nobody on the line moved until they got hit by somebody from Baltimore, and they called that shit a false start.
Most definitely, but also, I mean, you got to think about it, too, though, in the Mike Evans situation. Like, how relevant something would that ever happen? I don't think that ever happens.
No, the NFL just doesn't want to hold refs accountable is all it is. That's really what I think. I just don't think that they want to hold
refs accountable. You say that, but that's not something.
Because they're trying to protect the shield.
Yeah, I agree with you, but then why Mike Evans hasn't came out and said nothing about it?
Because what's he going to do? Is he going to go against what he's saying?
As a player, you should tell the fucking truth about it.
He can't do that. I mean, you know the NFL's on him. Like, hey, man, that was whatever. We can't be having that get out. Just don't say anything.
No, because then guess what? When he gets fined, what happens? Remember when he got fined? Remember when did he get ejected? Come on. So who the fuck? I'm a rebel now.
He's whooping people's ass.
You're a bad boy, so you might as well go with it and run with it.
I just don't think that he would. Why? What does he stand to gain from calling the league out saying this ref wanted my autograph for his son or whatever the real situation could have been? I just don't believe it was golf.
That's the only way the league is going to be able to be held accountable, because now they're lying. So if you have the right answer, why not tell the truth then?
Because he'll get shit from the league.
What are they going to do, kick you out the league? You can't kick you out the league.
No, but they could find some other reason to – fucking
just looking at you, but that's what I'm curious to know. Why hasn't Mike Evans said nothing about it? And I'm not trying to stir nothing up, because if it was the truth, Mike would vouch for it. Say, yeah, it was by golf.
Yeah, I don't know why he hasn't said anything. I'm sure he's been asked about it, but I couldn't imagine.
Like you said, protecting the shield. That's what I'm saying. You're sweeping under the rug, because how are you not asked about it?
Yeah, they probably tell reporters not to, man. You know, these reporters go in there and they got to kiss ass and say the right thing, because if they don't, they'll lose their media credentials if they start stirring up too much shit. That's why I could never be in a press conference, because I'd ask too many questions that get me in trouble. I'd be kicked out.
You're going to ask the questions that make them they got to answer. Or somebody else is going to ask it in a different variation. There's no difference from what Jeff Hall does that.
I don't know. I want to get to the next thing here real quick, though. How did Aaron Rodgers go lose to Taylor Heineke last week?
Man, you know, anything was a Heineke. Remember.
I mean, Heineke had some good games in the past, but.
And that's my thing. People forget he was a starter, and he had some success.
He damn near won a playoff game.
Yeah, so if he had some success at playing, why wouldn't you try it again? You know?
But I'm saying the Packers, that's they go, they lose to the Jets or the Giants. They go to London. They lose to the Jets. They come back. They go, I think it was in Washington, if I'm not mistaken, and lose to their backup. And Aaron Rodgers went on Pat McAfee show yesterday, and he was kind of talking shit. I don't know if this was a shot at the coaches. I don't know if this was a shot at his teammates, but he was like, hey, the dudes that are fucking up need to not play as much. Like, he just kept it real. He was just like, "Who? If you're fucking up, you don't need to play as much." So well, I was just saying,
the guys is dropping the ball. Don't need to fucking play.
And I see, I love Aaron Rodgers because he go, and I like the platform that he's given on the Pat McAfee show because he just goes on there and he says whatever the fuck he wants. He did it about COVID. He did it about the league handling COVID. He did it about everything. He's on there. He's real. He's like, hey, man, if they're fucking up, they don't need to play. And I like it. But of course, you know how the media is. Because Aaron Rodgers had an opinion about COVID that didn't go in the direction that the media wanted it to go and pushed. So they're stirring this shit up now. But I personally liked it. He's like, hey, if you're fucking up, you don't need to be out there. This is the NFL.
Yeah, it's true. If they fuck up anyway, they just don't know how to do shit right.
He's got young receivers, and, you know, he's doing what he can, I guess. But I put that on the Packers, man. They've never drafted him a first-round receiver. They don't go out and get guys. Odell Beckham is sitting right there. I know he's probably not – I heard he was, like, close to being ready, but he's not there yet.
Yeah, but like, he's not going to a team that's not going to have a chance to win.
And that's kind of what they've done. They went on this, like, three-game skid, if I'm not mistaken, and fucking picks up.
Since you're talking about that division, what about the Vikings at 6-1?
Yeah, that's surprising, man.
So you say a team that nobody – that's a team that people forget about.
And nobody's talking about them. Like,
shit about them. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah, I can't believe that either. Nobody is really talking about them, but Kevin O'Connell's got them balling. I mean, you got, you know, Justin Jefferson, one of the top receivers in the league. Dalvin Cook, always injured, but when he's out there, he's good. So yeah, they got something going out there too. I feel like players feel a lot more free there now. There's been a lot of stuff about, like, how it used to be, and now they feel like they can express yourself and be a little bit more free. I think O'Connell's, you know, a little bit younger. He gives him more of a player's coach vibe. Zimmer was old school. I love Zimmer as the defensive coordinator from the Bengals. I thought it was great. But I think when he got that head coaching role, he was trying to keep everything real old school, by the book, hard nose, I run this shit. And I feel like players now feel like they have a little bit more freedom to kind of be who they are. And that might make them play better. They may be a little bit more loose. They like their coach a little bit better. They're going to play a little bit harder. So, shout out to Kevin O'Connell, man.
Yeah. He might be a coach of the year candidate.
He should be up there, but he's not stopping Daywell in that blue F-150.
Yeah. No, I don't mean like that. But.
But he should be in the conversation, I would think.
I just put it to you like this. It's coming out the NFC.
Do what now?
It's coming out the NFC.
I think the Eagles are coming out of the NFC. I don't see anybody that can beat them. I don't think the Vikings would beat them.
Yeah. No, you're right. See what happens. Shout out to Everman Water, one of our sponsors, and Cookie Society of 3-Point Stands. Still got to get my guy some cookies, man. He will have them before the holidays. Trust me. You will have it before the holidays, man. That's all I'm saying.
I'll do a live cookie review during the show if those things show up. I'll seal them up. I'll get them in the, you know, little Tupperware plastic container to get them sealed up so they're nice and fresh. I'll do a live review of the cookie. We could even maybe have Jeff come on for it. And I'll just be real with him because I've been real on it before. Crumble cookies fucking suck.
No, most definitely. Most definitely. Let's talk about Geno Smith. Geno Smith.
Ball? No. Hold on. I got to get this off my chest. When are we going to hold Justin Herbert accountable the way Joe Burrow has been held accountable? There's all this talk, all this Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert comparison going on. And when Burrow had a bad start to the season after he lost 30 fucking pounds, getting his appendix out, not having a preseason, not having hardly any practice, getting killed, Herbert laid a fucking egg and lost to Geno Smith by 2 touchdowns. He's never made the playoffs. He doesn't win. He does some shit that's ungodly good. He looks great, but he's streaky. He's not consistent. When are we going to have the same conversation about Justin Herbert that I see people have about Joe Burrow?
I don't know. Well, everybody's saying Herbert is hurt, but I feel what you're saying. I mean, I don't know. Joe was drafted number one overall, though. So you got to remember, when you're the number one, you have a bigger target.
There's all this comparison going on out here. Herbert's better.
You know why they were saying that? Because Herbert did have the numbers. He had good numbers. Look at his numbers.
His numbers are good. And he makes some throws.
Hey. Numbers don't lie, right?
His numbers are good.
His numbers are good, so he's a good quarterback then.
I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback, but there's all this Burrow-Herbert comparison because they come from the same draft class. Burrow's numbers have been good too, but when Burrow hits a wide-open receiver for a 50-yard touchdown, they're like, oh, his receivers just help him out. Because it's like if Joe Burrow throws that touchdown pass to Ja'Marr Chase – between two defenders, right at the pylon. If Chase doesn't catch that ball, it hits the pylon. Could not have thrown it better. It was a fucking dime. But he gets no credit because he wasn't running, doing a backflip, throwing it from the side of his body and all that shit. I just think it's stupid. I think that Herbert is great. I think Burrow's great. But Herbert gets this pass for – he hasn't even made the damn playoffs. He keeps getting this pass, and I'm just tired of it. We went and lost by – 2 touchdowns to Geno Smith.
Well, he should have made the playoffs last year.
They should have, but they didn't. They couldn't beat the fucking Raiders. They couldn't tie the Raiders. Not only could they not beat the Raiders, they couldn't even get a tie to get in the playoffs. So when are we going to hold this man as accountable as we're holding Joe Burrow? That's all I want to know.
I don't know, man. I ain't responsible for that. You know I give 2 fucks about Joe Burrow, too, though. Just fucking with you.
Well, I know Pat Mahomes gave at least 2 fucks to Joe Burrow, but he got 2 L's.
We got a 2-0. How Clay say?
That ring was before Burrow was in the league, though.
It doesn't matter. It was in the last 5 years.
Huh? I'll give you that. Speaking of rings and championships and leads and all that, you want to go over these picks from last week?
Oh yeah, let's go. Let's get into it. I mean, let me know.
I think you're gonna like it.
I do horrible on this, but then I do good on my parlay. So,
hey, that's what matters. That's when the money hits, right?
Yeah.
But looking at this, I put up 10 wins, 4 losses last week. You went 7-7, so you went 500. You didn't have a losing record. But what that did was 11 game lead.
Still a long season, man.
11 game lead. So yeah, man, the pick thing is just kind of getting out of hand, but we got to do this week's picks, so I might just get that lead up a little bit more and see what goes on. So we're going to have to start.
We'll pull them up.
We're going to have to start with, let's get it pulled up here. Thursday night football in Tampa, Ravens, Buccaneers.
Man, come on, what kind of question? I'm going Ravens.
You think Brady's gonna lose 3 in a row?
Go ahead. This pick might mess up your win streak, but go ahead.
I'm going Bucks. I something tells me Brady's not losing a third game in a row. Plus, I need him to win, knock Baltimore down. So I need that. And then we got Broncos-Jags. It is going to be a 9:30 a.m. game in London, a.k.a. the Jaguars' second home.
I'm going Jags.
Oh, my God. We got to talk about this, though. Okay, you're going Jags. I'm going Jags. You see that story about Russ Wilson that said that he was it was an eight-hour flight. He watched film, and then he worked out for 4 hours. He was doing high knees in the aisle while the team was sleeping. Give me a fucking break. He put that shit out himself just so he could say, look at me. Look how hard I work.
Sierra put that shit out. I told y'all, man.
Imagine, so you were in the league. You've been on planes. Did you ever go to London?
No, but I've been to London on a regular flight.
Imagine you're trying to sleep through that flight, and here comes this motherfucker doing high knees in the aisle. First I'd be all, mad as hell.
Enough space to do that shit. And me being a teammate I am, I would have put my foot out and tripped his ass.
I just couldn't imagine being on a flight to London trying to sleep, going across the fucking world, and here's Mr. Unlimited doing fucking high knees in the aisle. Get out of here.
Oh, I would do some at his ass. I would do some at his chip, fucking pretzel, my gum, something. I would do that shit at him. Let's just square ass down.
So I had to get that out there. That shit is corny as hell. And he said that on purpose just so it would be a story. Moving on. Panthers-Falcons in Atlanta. I am going with the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm going with the Falcons. I want to go with the Panthers, though.
But Falcons caught the Bengals offense, though. The Bengals offense is back. Shout out to Betfred Sports. I was in the suite Sunday watching Joe Burrow just dot them Falcons up, man. The Dirty Birds got picked on. Zach Taylor realized this is a shotgun offense, baby. We're going to sling this thing. So after that, we got Cowboys and Bears. That's in Dallas. I am going to go Cowboys. I think Justin Fields looked good against the Patriots. I think the Patriots fucking suck. So I'm going with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I got Cowgirls too.
Why you got to call them the Cowgirls, man?
I always do.
And then we got Dolphins-Lions. I think we'll both go the same way on that.
Dolphins.
We had the old Jared Goff back. And then Cardinals-Vikings in Minnesota.
Right.
Yeah, I'm riding the Vikings train on that one too. Call of Duty is going to be officially released on the 27th, which is Thursday. So when this show comes out, it will be being released today. So, you know, Kyler's probably going to be on the sticks a little bit. We got Raiders-Saints. Andy Dalton is starting. It's in New Orleans.
Raiders.
I'm going Saints. Just to be different.
Hey,
so I can try to pick that game up on you. Then we got Patriots and the Jets in New Jersey. I'm gonna rock with the Jets, 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 Jets on that one.
Hey, you see it. That's a
Chad Pennington, man. And then we got Steelers-Eagles. We talked to Kyron about this last week, you know, kind of the in-state rivalry game. I'm rocking with Philly.
I'm rocking with Philly.
We don't have really that many picks different so far, so I don't know how this is going to go. And then Titans and Texans. Titans have turned it on, man. They've been on a roll. Derrick Henry starting to come back. I am going to go with Tennessee.
Titans.
Did you see that that new Titan Stadium they got approved to build $2 billion? That place looks like a big ass Top Golf.
Yep, it's gonna be sick.
And then we got Washington going to Indy to take on the Colts. Colts bench Matt Ryan, by the way. They said he's hurt, but they said it doesn't matter. If he wasn't hurt, we'd still be benching his ass. Sam Ellinger is the quarterback now.
I like Sam Ellinger.
I watched. You like him enough to pick him?
Yep. I watched him in the draft. I watched him prepare for the draft.
I'm going with Washington.
I'm going with them.
I'm going with Taylor Heineke over Sam Ellinger in his first start. And then this should be a good one. Niners-Rams. Niners got their ass whooped by the Chiefs last week. Rams have their issues that they've been dealing with this year. Division game, both of them sitting with three wins. Niners 3-4, Rams 3-3. I'm going with Christian McCaffrey getting loose and the Niners winning.
I got you. I got Rams. Rams are coming off a bye week.
We didn't even touch on that trade, though. Christian McCaffrey with Kyle Shanahan, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, they tried to get it going last week against my Chiefs. It didn't work, so.
Hey. You know, he was only there for a couple of days. He'll have a better game. Giants Seahawks in Seattle. I do not think that the Geno Smith train is going to keep rolling this week. I think the Giants are going to get another dub, move to 7-1.
Now I'm going with Seattle. Walker was running like Adrian Peterson.
And he was balling, and I know firsthand how bad Kenneth Walker can fuck your team up because he scored like 5 touchdowns on Michigan a couple years ago. Last season, actually. So I know exactly how bad he can fuck your plans up.
Because the Giants should have lost last week to Trevor Lawrence.
Goal line stand, baby. They stepped up when it mattered.
Yeah, but they about to travel across the world to Seattle. That's a 5-hour trip. It might be even be longer.
All right, we got Packers Bills. Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers. I gotta go with Josh Allen too, man. I can't go against Ken Dorsey and Josh Allen on this one. I gotta go Bills. I think that.
What, you're not gonna say Aaron Rodgers is gonna make a comeback? You can't lose 3 in a row. Yeah, hey, come on. But you can see Tom Brady.
Man, Tom Brady's just different. Tom Brady gets a pass.
Aaron Rodgers is different.
Man, you know Tom Brady just needs to get laid. That's all it is. He just needs some action. Okay. And then Halloween night, Monday night football in Cleveland. Bengals and Browns.
The Battle of Ohio!
You already know where I'm going. It is in Cleveland.
I'm going to go with the fucking dog pound, baby. I'm going to go with the dog pound.
Man, see. That's, you got to pick between two of your former teams there, and you picked the wrong fucking one, man.
You said Miles Garrett. That's what's going to wreck the fucking game for y'all. Miles Garrett!
That's why we're in the gun, baby. RPO, quick. Tyler Boyd. His average distance.
That was last week. Coaches are changing up this week.
Just tell you. Pick your poison, baby.
Coaches outthink themselves.
I always worry playing the Browns, though, no matter what their record is, because Joe Burrow's never beat the Browns. Nick Chubb has run all over the Bengals multiple times. I always worry about
that. You know it. Kareem Hunt!
I ain't worried about Kareem Hunt. I'm worried about Nick Chubb. I know what Kareem Hunt will do. That's fine. Nick Chubb is the best running back in the fucking game. And if he can just get 5-6 yards of carry and just keep the offense off the field and just run it down our throats, I hate those games. There is nothing worse than watching a football game where your team is just getting fucking dragged because they can't stop the run. It's the worst. Makes me question everything about my fucking life. I hate it. So I never get like real, like I usually get real excited before games. When I'm playing the Browns, I don't get that excited because that could happen. They've done it to us before. But Bengals offense has found a groove. The Browns defense has been having some struggles this year. I'm thinking they find a way to get it done. The offense keeps clicking. The defense is just going to have to really shut down the run, make Brissett throw. If they make Brissett throw, they'll win the game. That's just kind of the way I feel about it. So, no DJ Reader. He's not back, which is unfortunate because he's playing like the best nose tackle in the game before he went down. But Josh Topu is out also. But Jay Tufelli has been playing solid, so he's going to have to step up. We're going to get Logan Wilson back. That'll be big for the run defense. So, I'm hoping. You said what?
Is Brandon back?
Reader is not back. No, it's probably going to be after the bye before he comes back.
Okay.
So yeah, man, that's I'm never gonna pick against him, but I am a little bit concerned about this game. I'm a little bit worried just because I've seen what Nick Chubb has been able to do to the Bengals in the past.
Gotcha.
My lead's gonna grow this week, regardless, though. So that's all that really matters.
Hey man, if you say so, man, stop living by the fucking wood street.
Man, get closer to your mic. I can barely hear whatever shit you're talking.
Stop living by the fucking wish tree, bro.
I'm not wishing on that, man. The Bengals offense was back last week and the week before. I'm not wishing on that. The Bengals can go win this game. There's no reason they can't go win this game.
Get all your Bengals shit out, yo, because I think you're starting to become too fucking big time because you're just out here like
that. I'm not too big time. I'm just saying I worry about this game, but I also don't really see any reason why the Bengals shouldn't win. They have to do one thing. You have to stop the run. If they can stop the run and Jacoby Brissett has to throw to win the game, the Bengals will be fine. If they can't stop the run, they might be fucked.
Got you.
You got anything else for us, man? What's on your mind? We got a few minutes left here.
Man, what's on my mind? Hey, man, shout out to BG Brittany Griner, man. You know, she got a case.
She got 8 years.
Yeah, she's you got to be really strong, man. You know, people don't understand, you know, your mental health and all that shit, you know, just for her. I mean, yeah, is she wrong for what she did? Yeah, but I don't think she deserved to be in jail for that. That long, because there's other people that had cases like hers and they're home. You know what I mean?
So that's kind of my thing with it, though. The rules are different out there. She said she didn't mean to pack it, whatever, but she had it on her. She had the dope. She got caught. I know it's just weed. It was a very small amount of weed. I think it was a weed vape, but she took weed into Russia and she's getting punished by Russian rules.
Yeah, but somebody else did the same thing she's done too, and they got to come back home to America.
Over there, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy. So, you know, that was on my mind. Shout out to my daughter's school, Prestonwood Christian Academy, district champs in volleyball. Got a great chance to be state champions. Their record on the year, I think it's something like 35-1. They lost to one team all year. And that team,
I've seen that on your IG.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But it's not just my daughter. Got girls. We got Marcus Spears' daughter playing.
Swaggoo?
Yeah, Swaggoo daughter's a fucking beast, y'all. When I say she's a beast, she's only a sophomore, man. She's just touching the surface. We got Nate Livens that used to play for the Bengals. His daughter, Jada Livens. She's committed.
I remember him.
She's committed to actually USC. We got Michaela Young. She's committed to TCU. Got a girl named Kennedy Washington. I think she's probably going to commit to Texas Tech. Yo, who else we got?
Oh, so you got a squad.
Got a girl, Camille Edwards. She's committed to Michigan. You know what I'm saying? So
Go Blue.
You know what I mean? So it's they deep. Then a coach, Ryan Mitchell. He's actually won state championships at a school called Lovejoy out here. So, just shout out to the volleyball program and everything they got going at Prestonwood as we gear up for the make this playoff run.
You guys have a squad out there.
Yeah, we have a squad, man. Squad. Got another girl named Taylor, too. She's good, too, though. She's one of the good setters, too, though. So, we got a good squad, man. I put it to you like this. It's 14 girls on varsity. Coach only plays 9 to 10 sometimes. Everybody don't get to play sometimes. It's been some games my daughter ain't even playing. You know what I mean? It's not, yo, it's just how the shit goes. But you know what I mean? But just to see in the sport and just, you know, sometimes knowing your role. You know what I'm saying? Know your role. And she knows her role. And that's the good thing about it. They fucking winning. When you're winning, nobody's complaining.
Right, yeah. Teams winning, that's the way it goes. So good luck to them as they continue going after that state championship, man. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, but other than that, what else we got coming up? Sean Smith 91 Ways Foundation. About to start getting ready. This is my fifth year, I think. I partner with Operation Turkey out here in Dallas. It's full of volunteers where we cook food and provide meals for families during the holidays. So you'll start seeing me post that and on the thing. So you know what I mean? A lot of people don't be understanding how important the holidays is just to even have a meal, you know what I mean? Poor how family is, but just a meal, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. It's awesome that you do that. You know, the holidays is always a tough time for people who are a little bit less fortunate, you know, whether it be gas or food or anything like that. So, yeah, it's always nice to see foundations and charities and people get out and, you know, put the work in to help those people out, especially, you know, if you've been able to build the platform to do it. So salute to you for that.
It's crazy because, you know, you'd be surprised though, like $25 feed 10 people, $50 to feed 20, $100 to feed 40. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna hit all my friends up. Hey, send me $25. Send me what you can. Whether you send $5, anything goes a long way. You know what I mean?
I'd be glad to contribute, man. I'd be glad.
But other than that, man, shoot. Basketball season started on the NBA. See all the hoopla going on with that. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm a Lakers fan. I got the Kobe shirt on today.
Yeah, I see that. I meant to make reference to that earlier. I was like, I'll see them. The Lakers play tonight?
Yeah, they play Denver, actually. But we suck.
I think my Knicks are on right now, matter of fact.
Yeah, we suck. I don't know what else to say.
Y'all suck. Y'all need to rebuild already?
I'm ready for LeBron to go. I'm not a huge LeBron fan, though. I was always the Kobe versus LeBron guy. I was screaming Kobe, and now he comes to my favorite team. I gotta root for him to do good, but I feel like he just comes and takes control of teams, and they dump all their assets, and he's mad because they won't trade their first round picks and all that shit. So man, it's a whole mess.
Gotcha.
But yeah, man, one more shout out to Betfred Sports. I'm a Betfred ambassador. We got sports gambling coming to Ohio. So I'm trying to, you know, get that off the ground. They're giving me these good tickets and, you know, putting me in a suite with the free food. You know, I'm popping two
balloons. When they're gonna give me a ticket. I assume when they're gonna give me a ticket, man. Better yet, man. You know, hey, they could be more than welcome to be a sponsor for the show. You know what I mean?
The guy that runs everything I work with is out in Vegas. I actually got a call with him tonight, man. Maybe I'll bring that up.
Yeah, bring that up. Sponsor the show. Doing that first day of love, also I'm a former player. So I've done some stuff with some betting companies too. So plug me in, man. Give me that plug, man. Go ahead, drop that one line and tell me, you know, he's willing to do some stuff with y'all. Online betting, you know, fly me out. Bring me back out to Ohio to do something for him, you know.
Hey man, it's the best view in the house, I think.
Got you.
But other than that, man, let's get ready for week 8. Let's pop back in here next week, go over all the big news, see how much my lead has grown in the picks, because it's gonna grow. We just know how it goes.
And then let's see if it's gonna be any major trades for the deadline.
Yeah, we got a few days. A few days. Somebody.
By the time we drop the show next week. I mean, the deadline is over with. So the deadline is Tuesday, I believe. So we shall
see. Yeah, we're one injury away. We're one injury away from a big trade. Somebody goes down. Somebody that's got a shot to win.
I got a big trade to go. Something's going to happen. So we'll see, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks again, everybody, for listening, man. We love our fans. We love everything. One thing you can do is spread the word about it. We're on all platforms. Apple, Spotify, you name it. We got it.
Anywhere you get podcasts, we're on there. Give us a please, you know, subscribe, like, leave us a review. All that stuff helps a lot, but definitely spread the word. Tell your friends. And you got topics for us, hit us up on Twitter. You know, you got Sean.
DM us on Twitter. Both of us run the page, so it doesn't matter. We'll get the question in. I think we're going to change some things up, too. Eventually, probably go live one show on one of the YouTube channels and go live and stream it live and let everybody chime in, you know, call in and freestyle it one day, you know, as everybody calls it the bye week, that'll be our bye week, the freestyle. No script. Yeah. There we go. You know what I mean? This is the thing about a good thing about podcasts is it's real genuine with us and everything we do. There's no script. Just call it like it's playing.
Yes, sir. I like it. So, yeah, we will see you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in. 3-Point Stance. It's going down.